This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
This is the Fitness Bootcamp Inner Circle Podcast with Georgette Pan and Jesse Stoddard. We're back. We are on episode 57, and today we're going to talk about holiday bootcamp specials and learning how to advance your fitness bootcamp business during the holidays, which can be a challenging time. We've also got some other news items going on and some specials, and I believe Georgette has quite a few things going out too, and here she is. Look at you live. Hey, Georgette, how are you?
Okay. How about you?
I'm excellent. I feel like
it's, don't you? I feel like it's
what
Monday.
Was that?
I said, I feel like it's a Monday.
Yeah. It's been crazy. It's the holidays, right? How are the holidays treating you?
Well,
we're almost there anyway.
That's all it was. Yeah. Everything is okay with the holidays. It's all the stuff that happens, you know, surrounding the holidays that you have no time for.
Right. Right.
Oh, God.
Today I was hoping we could talk, since we had a couple questions in the Fitness Bootcamp Inner Circle Facebook group, and we've had, you know, a lot of holiday stuff going on. So I thought this could be like our holiday episode before we take a break before the new year. And maybe I called it Holiday Bootcamp Special. So maybe we could talk about ideas on how to advance your fitness bootcamp business during the holidays. Maybe we could talk about different specials that we have going on, specials that you have for trainers, and also maybe specials that trainers could have for their clients. And I don't know, what do you think? Sound good?
Yeah, we could get something in on those topics. There's a few things going on, and that would help with marketing. And so we have
excellent
a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a few things that you want to mention first in that area, or some things you have going on right now?
Yeah, well, I just decided, actually. I didn't even really know I was going to do this, but I have the boot camp workout manuals on sale now, the Sure Result, for 50% off. But Pat Rigsby also came out with him and Travis. I can't think of Travis's last name. Merritt, maybe? Came out with the a Facebook ads for Fit Pros. It's $20. So are the Sure Results manuals. That's in my newsletter today. Actually, I put some workouts in from Sure Results, and which is like a smidgen of what's really in there. There's 600-700 workouts, but I also put the Facebook ads for Fit Pros, which, like, for $20. You gotta be kidding me, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's video. It's not. It's a course, so it's, you know, it's like nine extensive videos. I believe. Well, I know for a fact it's nine. There's nine videos, but I don't know if there's any more. Is what I'm trying to say. But the point is, it's. You know, it's. He's done really, really well with Facebook ads. And he also helped coach Pat, you know, works with Pat on Facebook ads. So, you know, it's not just some other self-proclaimed guru, you know, talking about Facebook ads. There's a ton of them out there. So, you know, his stuff has actually been working for people in our virtual fitness mastermind, our virtual mastermind. So, you know. Yeah, so for $20, I mean, really, I think you could learn something. And actually, it's not just learn something, it's usable stuff. So if you want to do something like, you know, ads for, because this is going to talk, this is going to talk about what we mentioned, want to do some ads for transformation program or, you know, a low barrier of entry leads program through Facebook. No, you know, now would be the time to get doing that for the, you know, for the new year, because you don't want to really run them through the holiday part, because that would, that's not like a smart idea, for lack of a better word. You know, because people aren't going to be, it's not the hot button, hot time for Facebook ad, you know, for, to put a Facebook ad up. You could pause them during the holiday.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, day after. Like, you know, and then, you know, get ready for the whatever you have coming in January or February.
Right, right.
New programs or just getting new leads, because it's a good time to get leads. And Facebook is a good place to get leads. You know, if for nothing else. You know, I mean, it may not be like, you know, the selling part of it may not be the best way to use ads. The leads part is, and actually both are usable, but I'm just saying, like, in order of what works.
Right, right.
They both work. It's just that, you know, it depends on what you're selling there. You know, it makes more sense to get the lead first, no matter what the case, and then, you know, and then sell. But, so that's the point, you know, and we were talking about transformation contests and price points, and, you know, I wouldn't do a $300 transformation contest and market that, or Facebook ad that, but I would get leads for something, a low barrier to entry thing that would lead to the transformation upsell.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, yeah, and you might be referring to the Chantel had that question in our group, which was really good, because she was running, she was about to promote an 8-week body transformation challenge for about $300, right? And had the nutrition and, you know, 4 sessions a week and a lot, you know, added value, and was asking whether she should do that or a low barrier to entry offer. Well, we should talk about that for a minute. What's your thoughts on that, on her idea there? That's a good idea. Maybe the timing, and, you know, you said you like the overall concept, and the start date was maybe an issue, right?
The start date is definitely an issue. And I would never start anything on January 2nd. And I'm not even so sure I'd even, maybe towards the end of January, middle, end, and at February 1st, like around, you know, start for them, because a lot of people don't, you're not going to get people starting on January 2nd.
Right.
That's shooting yourself in the foot. You know, you might as well say January 1st, because then you can ensure no one will show up. You know what I'm saying?
Right, 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 right.
So, and that, well, yeah, so that's too soon. That's what I thought. I mean, it's you know, just as far as, like, when is a good time to start that. She did move that start date, but I'm not sure to when. And it's not just, we're not just talking about her. I mean, anybody in general, that's not a good start date. In fact, the later in January, probably the better. That's my opinion. And even February 1 might not be, a bad idea. It gives you a little more time to market. And but going back to your question, should she do a low barrier of entry, or should she do, you know, the transformation program for $297? I mean, why does it have to be either or? First of all, I mean, why couldn't you do both?
Mm-hmm.
You could be marketing for the low barrier to entry to get leads for this, you know, to eventually upsell them, you know, to one of your programs, maybe in this case, preferably the transformation program, but why not? Why couldn't you do both? Why wouldn't you do both is a better question. I probably would do a low barrier to entry thing and maybe start that now so that people can get in. Yeah, so start that now, and then then you'd have time actually to even upsell them into the transformation program, number one, right? So there doesn't have to be an either or to that question. The price point of a transformation program is a hard question to answer. It really is a hard question to answer because added value doesn't tell me anything. I need to know what that added value is. So in other words, if you're having 4 sessions or 5 sessions or unlimited sessions, if you're having nutrition counseling or group accountability, if you're having Facebook group, if you're having, okay, so how much, you know, how much is everybody else doing that in your area? Maybe not. So then it looks like, you know, nobody else is doing this. Okay, that's a plus, obviously, right?
But right.
A lot of people are doing a customized meal plan in a fitness boot camp and in a Facebook group. Well, let's say a lot of people are doing it. Let's just say that. So then, well, what's the added value, right? The prizes. Okay, so maybe there's prizes for this. Okay, so that's what's going to sweeten the deal. So you have a first, second, and third place winner. That would definitely sweeten the pot. But again, you know, we all think our stuff is valuable, worth $500 or worth $1,000, but you know, we're selling it for $297. Well, that's not where clients are coming from. Clients in January are looking for the biggest deal. The biggest, you know, they're looking for a, well, I shouldn't say the biggest deal. They're looking for a bargain. They want to start. They're trying to look for something that they like, you know, and I think affordability is a factor. So I think, doesn't mean that, you know, but if you're giving away this, you know, so much stuff, you know, with prizes and this and that, you could probably get away with the, you know, a starting point, you know, around $197, $297. I don't know what
right.
You think about that. I think, too, that, well, you can't really say if a price is, you know, right or wrong. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things, factors to consider. It's not right or wrong. It's just, you know, you'll find out if it works. You know, I mean, sometimes you have to do a little bit of trial and error, and you can find out why it didn't work. You know, maybe it was the price point. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was the start date. Maybe it was something else. So you really, you know, won't know. So, you know, first of all, I would do the SEO, like the low barrier to entry, and get some. I would do that now, even through Facebook ads, whatever, however you want to do it. The only other thing I thought of with the transformation contest, and I want to bring this up before I forget it, because I've already forgot it 3 times in 10 minutes, was that this was for outside leads, which you have to take into consideration that that's a factor too. You're not. I would offer it to my members, my current people, for a much lower price, number one. Well, actually, not number one, period. I would offer it for my, you know, current members also for maybe $97, $47, it was $297, something, you know, simple that current members can also take this challenge and, you know, and offer to bring a friend or a family member, you never know. So I wouldn't just market this to get new people, if you grasp my opinion, if you grasp what I'm saying. So she, you know, in this case, she was mentioning that she wants to get new people in for January, and this is a transformation contest. Well, that's all good, but I also would allow my current members to take this transformation challenge for a much
right,
lower price.
Right.
Yeah,
that's a good point too, because they're already clients, and mostly we're always thinking about getting new people. So you're saying, hey, why not market to your existing people? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly what I'm saying. Plus, the point is that who said that you know, Mary is your existing client. Well, maybe now's the time Mary will refer Jane. Because, come on, Jane, let's do this transformation contest together. So in other words, it's not just that, you know, that your Mary, your current client, is going to probably jump at the deal for, you know, well, I just make up a price, 97, 77, whatever. But she's also going to try and coax somebody else, you know, or bring a friend or a family member or a sister or, you know, along with her. So there's another point to also offering it to your current members. That's just a win-win-win, offering the transformation program to current and outside members. The only difference being the price point. So that was something I did want to mention in that Facebook post, but I figured we would talk a little bit about it. But sometimes you have so many opinions on something before you do it. This is slightly off topic. But if you're, you know, you ask Joe what you should do, then you ask, you know, Sam what you should do, then you ask, you know, Georgette what you should do. And I'm not saying Chantel is doing this. This has nothing to do with Chantel. I'm just talking about fitness pros in general, because I see this a lot on Facebook and in Facebook groups. They're at, you know, you ask here, then you go to this group and you ask there, then you go to this group and you ask there. Keep in mind, most of the free Facebook groups, the free advice you get is, you know, you get what you pay for. But,
right.
Right. Yeah. So you're going to post 7 free Facebook groups these questions. You're going to get 7 free answers, which, you know, but there's also paid groups. So I'm referring to, you know, there's also paid groups. And you can also try to, my main point is you're getting a ton of, you're going to get a ton of opinions. So you really have to see what works for you, you know, and if you're going to really look for advice and you've already paid for advice, like Virtual Fitness Mastermind, our Sure Victory Inner Circle, then, you know, probably stick to at least asking your questions there rather than just posting it on your wall. Anybody, you know, it's not like you're asking, you know, anybody recommend a good computer. You'll still get 4 million, suggestions, right?
Right, exactly.
So the point is, you know, you don't want to overwhelm yourself with a whole bunch of, you know, opinions and random stuff. You're getting, you know, coaching. So that's just a throw. I just threw that in because I do see a lot of that, you know, in the Facebook groups.
Definitely the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of, you know. And I guess people just trying to get as much information, but sometimes you're really not helping yourself. You're overwhelming yourself with everybody's, you know, opinion. If you're in a coaching group, then, you know, obviously you're going to post in your coaching groups. That's fine. If you're in more than one coaching group, that's fine. But, you know, careful, because, you know, Facebook is not like, you know, not everybody out there is a guru.
And, yeah, exactly.
You know, it's kind of hard to get that kind of random advice. It's like the blind leading the blind, in a sense, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the workouts, too, you know? They'll post them, and it's just like they're getting worse and worse. I mean, lazier and lazier, you know? It's not lazy in the fact that they're posting a workout and somebody's using it. If that's all you're doing, then it is. But,
right.
You know, and it's kind of hard when people are just taking things verbatim off the, you know, off the internet or off Facebook and saying, you know, I don't know what that exercise is. I guess this, you know, maybe this workout is useless to me if I don't know what that exercise is.
Right.
Think about that for a second. Is that workout useless because you don't know what one exercises?
Yeah, well, and how much effort does it really take to go look up that one exercise? you know, so that you do learn what it is.
Oh,
it doesn't take that much effort.
Right, but that's neither here nor there, because
people just throw it away.
You know, you do have the ability. First of all, you should be modifying these workouts to your group. I mean, you're just going to take these off the internet, boom, like that, and just go boom, plug it in without modifying. I don't see too much of that going on. I mean, even in within these three groups, people are modifying to their likes, to their dislikes, to their group, you know, what they think would be better. But years ago, this is funny, a couple years ago, I had a trainer who asked me, I had given like five workouts in a thing. This was a couple years back, and he said, I'm unfamiliar with a lot of these exercises. First of all, it was for a product, and I only had permission. So, you know, at that time, the product is no longer available to my knowledge. I don't even know. But the point is that, you know, there were videos if you bought the product. Okay, but I was giving a free portion of the product, right? But let's leave that out. He didn't know what all these exercises were. He listed them. And I mean listed, right? I did get them. But it was no different than me, going to YouTube and pulling videos if I needed them. But the point that astonished me was there was 75 initials next to his name. PES, you know, ISSF, ASSA, blah, 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 all these certifications. You didn't know what an inchworm was? You didn't know what OH lunge was? That's an overhead lunge. Okay? You didn't know what, you know, and when I was looking at them, and I'm like, maybe you should worry less about all the initials after your name and more about what the hell you're doing. Because if you don't know what OH stands for, even, you know, I think you could figure it out. Overhead lunge. You know, inchworm. I mean, there were certain things. Okay, you might not know what an inchworm is, but, you know, with all those initials, perhaps you would. That's, I think, what I think astonished me. I mean, there was a string of initials and certifications, high-level certifications. You can't get them, you shouldn't be able to get them, without knowing basic exercises.
Right.
I just was astonished. I mean, I get it, you might not be able to, but one was, I remember that, OH lunge variation, an overhead lunge variation, whatever you want to, you know. I don't know. I just, you know, it'd be better off if you had no initials next to your name and you asked me. Then I would have at least not been astonished. You know, I was shocked. But some of them weren't that odd or unusual. Some of them were named differently. But, again, it's called substitution or look up.
Right, right, right.
But I did, you know, he did get the videos. And, but, you know, long story short, but I was like, you know, it's not going to make or break the program if you have an around-the-world plank and you decide to do a regular plank. Does that wreck the workout? Do you understand what I mean? If you substitute.
Right. Right.
We got off subject. But
it's an important one because it comes up all the time, though. So, yeah. Let's talk about what happens for you in the holidays. I mean, is December a month to just shut down? You know, some people I find they're working really hard and they get really frustrated in the holidays because they're not getting clients in during Christmas time. You know, some trainers, you know, kind of just don't do anything. You know, what would you say about that? Is you want to work extra hard? Do you want to just take the time off? Something in between? Like, what do you guys do for your studio or you know, trying to get clients in?
I would say something in between. I mean, you don't want to shut down. I mean, that's silly because there's a lot of people that do continue to work out every chance they get, you know,
right.
through the holiday even. I mean, they don't work out on Christmas Day, but, you know, maybe knock off Christmas Eve. There's you might take a total of 2 days off. Half a day,
right.
1 day, whole day, and half, you know, some clients might do that, but they're really not taking, you know, all that much time off. If somebody's going away for the holiday, that's a different story. But, you know, that's 1 week out of, you know, 4.5, whatever, 31 days, right? So,
right.
I mean, yeah, you know, it's a holiday for us, too. I mean, like, you know, we want to be with our families, too. You know, we might do a half a day on Christmas Eve.
Right.
Day off and then go back.
And what about the marketing side of things? Like, what do you, you know, what do you feel, how do you feel about that side? You know, what do you do for marketing during December?
Yeah, I feel that's the time to start, you know, for the new year. If you're introducing a new program, if you're increasing prices, you would be telling your current members that, or, you know, grandfathering them in, or whatever you're doing, or offering, you know, them to lock in their prices. You would start getting, you know, if you're running a transformation challenge, you would, you know, definitely start the marketing now, or you would do the low barrier to entry stuff, you know, start getting clients ready for 2016. You know, start getting your studio ready if you're introducing something new.
And is that where that Facebook, you were mentioning those Facebook ads, is that where they would come in? Would you prepare those to be running in January, or would you run something in December?
Well, we're getting close to Christmas now. I would already have been running them in
right.
December, and then I would stop next week, you know, for the holiday part of it. Next week is Christmas, right? Yeah.
Right.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, Jesus. And then... you know, even the, you know, I would just kind of stop on day before, day after, you know, holidays like that. I wouldn't be running ads unless, you know, you were given something for free. You might want to try it, but I wouldn't do it through the holiday either. In either case, but you know, really should be doing them now in last week.
Right.
Or, like, to start getting people in, you might want to try between Christmas and January 1. I don't know how that would go, but on Facebook, I mean, I don't have a crystal ball here, but I do know the exact holidays, you know, on and around those days, just pause them. But, you know, maybe in between might not be bad. You might have some... People might have some free time. I don't know. People are seem to be on Facebook no matter what, but, you know.
Right.
It's just, but, you know, they might not be, you know, if you're giving something away for free. Now, that might not be bad. I mean, it might be something to test anyway between the two holidays and see how the ad is going. If you find out that it's not really going, then, you know, pause it. But the point is, you know, you really should be doing something to get to market these programs that you're started. It should be already started. You should have already started. You have something for, you know, January. And if you have something for February 1, that does give you January.
Right.
You know, too. A couple weeks in, at least in January to do the marketing. Because people are just recovering for the first 2 weeks in January. They're going, oh, God, I got all these bills from the Christmas presents. And, you know, it's just like the dust clears, you know?
Right.
So, you know, to expect them to show up at the gym at January 2nd, 3rd, 4th and start a commitment is like, you know, really, come on. Don't do that to yourself. Because there's better chances of getting more people in if a later start date for especially for a commitment type thing, where you have to do, you have to show up for, you know, a transformation contest is not the same thing as signing up for a boot camp. You could sign up for a boot camp and probably and miss three classes, no, four, and nobody'd be like, oh, you know, all bummed out. But if you're doing a commitment thing like a transformation contest, you're not going to want to do it and miss four classes.
Right, right.
It's like missing a whole week of, you know, 4 to 6 week transformation. So, but there's a few things coming down the pike. I think we're going to try and get it out earlier. I don't know. Another transformation done for you thing. But, again, it's not going to be done until the end of December. And why is that, right? Because most people don't really start the first, second week of January. You could start your marketing, but, you know, I wouldn't.
Right, right.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but in my past history of, like, all the years of running a studio, there's been some years where January was actually low and February was high, was higher than January. Many years.
Oh. Huh.
Where February was a higher month than January. So it goes back to what we were just saying, is that, yeah, people want to start for the new year. They don't want to start January 2, necessarily. You know,
right.
Like buy it in January and start for February. I've had people do that. But it's not happened just 1 year. It's happened a few years where January wasn't really the boomer of the month. It was February.
Hmm.
Yeah, I remember that because I was kind of shocked in my first couple years of business, you know, going back 11 years ago. I was kind of shocked. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I thought January was supposed to be our boom. And I thought, you know, and then it was February that was the boom. And then it happened the next year, too. And then it happened the next year. And I was like, wait a minute. January's not the boom.
It's not anymore. No, it's not. It's more like February into March.
Yeah. Because when you're new in the business, I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Maybe it used to be, but I think it's changed. Yeah, it's changed over the years.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too, you know. But now would be the time to start, you know. Well, obviously, it's already past the time, and it's you know, still the time to be marketing for that New Year stuff.
Right. Well, I think we had a nice little episode today, Georgette. I know we have a call coming up not too long from now for Inner Circle clients. And, maybe we could wrap this up here. It's a good spot. If you are listening in, you definitely want to go to the blog and check out our Fitness Bootcamp Inner Circle program and coaching program, the Enterprise System, and leave us some questions so that we can ask them on the podcast, right? I think we could use some more questions. We're getting them in the Inner Circle. It'd be nice to have some more listener questions so that we can address those here, right?
Yeah, that's a good idea. And I'll work out something. We'll see if we can get the Enterprise up for a special.
Yeah.
Even if it's, I'll work on that because we'll get a little bit of a special on that. Maybe some people want to get some, you know, good coaching in for the new year. But, you know, in the meantime, you know, I do have those things. The workouts and the Facebook things. I mean, really, they're $20. So we don't want to be getting, you know, trainers are just getting bombarded. And I think there's time we got to, you know, cut back on the price points here. I mean, Alicia's Facebook product did astoundingly well, which is nothing new, right?
Right.
You know.
Well, we might have to run a special for December and January, maybe. Maybe our Enterprise System is discounted. What do you think?
Yeah, I think maybe we should take $100 off again, you know. I did have asked me a couple weeks ago if I planned on doing that again, and I said no, I have no plans. And I time. I just left it like that because I really didn't have any plans, but, you know, maybe I'm rethinking it, and probably not a bad idea, you know, give trainers a break here. That's why just Pat put this price point, too, on the Facebook product. You know, it's kind of a no-brainer when anything is $20. The quality. Yeah, don't mistake that for lack of quality, please. You know? So, yeah, so you could get a ton of workouts, you get Facebook ad stuff. Everything you get right now is like $20. So, that's a pretty good deal for FitPros, because I just came across a site. Somebody was selling something. I don't know if it was software or what, but I went to the page and there was no price. And I'm like, well,
kind of hard to buy it.
Oh, you could buy it, but you weren't going to know the price until you got to the checkout. And it was like, I'm not signing up for nothing until I know the price. Really, come on. I think that day and age is over. Where,
right.
You know, you're going to fool people into going into the cart. Why? That they're not going to see the price once they get to the cart and click out? I mean, why not just have, you know, the price on the page?
Right.
You know. So, I mean, really, I even had the price in my newsletter today, $20. I mean, you don't even have to go to the page if you don't have $20. And you're not interested. You know what I mean? Like, not a secret.
Right. Exactly.
Not a secret. Yeah. Oh, my God. But, so that's that. Maybe next, maybe we could get, I don't know if we could get anybody on in December. I'm kind of, like, smashed myself.
Right, yeah.
Busy, kind of, so it's a little bit, January is a little busy. But we'll see if we could, get somebody on. But we'll do that special. We'll do that. I'll even just change it in the cart. Like, in other words, the site might say $2.99, but, you know, we could tell everybody when you click the cart button, it'll say $1.99.
Cool. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be even better because we're only going to be doing it for our people. But
right.
Our people will know because you'll be telling them. Right, in the newsletter or in your email, that it's only for us. So even though the site says $2.99, the price will be changed for you. If you happen to stumble upon that, if somebody outside stumbles upon that, okay. But, you know, odds are against people knowing. So that's what we'll do. We'll just have a surprise in the checkout. It'll be $100 less than what's on the site.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've done that before. I've done it, you know, you just make sure I've told my newsletter subscribers that the price on the page is not, you know, well, not what you're going to see when you go to check out. It's going to be, you know, X amount less. Well, we could see if we could get a coupon code. Either way. Get them a coupon code, maybe. That way page won't have... We won't have to change the page. It's just for our people who listen to the podcast or who are on our newsletters.
Yeah, even a simple like, hey, type in podcast into it, you know, or something like that might be a easy code for them.
Yeah, well, definitely. But I'll see if... We could do that. Just we'll get a date set for that. Just let me know. But I'm going to be talking to you in about 20 minutes again.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So we have a coaching call. I got to get that number. I keep losing our number. Oh, there they are. So, okay, we'll wrap this up and we'll get on with our enterprise members soon.
Awesome. All right, Georgette, good conversation again, as usual. Always a pleasure to be on here with you.
Talk soon.
All right. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.